So let's get to Mr. Hoyt, who we speak to every time he has a town board meeting, which will be this Thursday night. Anything going on to start earlier, or do you start at 7 o'clock as usual, Mr. Hoyt?
We will do a public hearing at 6:45 for the final draft of the long-awaited comp plan with public comment from the last sit-down that we had back in August, I believe.
Well, that's right. A lot of folks had a lot of things to say, positive and maybe some criticism of it. There wasn't stuff in there they wanted to see in there. So you've taken all that stuff, and what have you done with it? Have you added some of it?
We have taken all the survey results from when we had the survey and the meet and greet at the park. We have put them into the plan. We've also taken any comment that was given to us in an email form, and we've made that part of the plan as well. So everything is right up front. People could see where we got the information to develop goals for the town and the comments that people thought needed to be added to the plan or removed from the plan are also in there so they can see the actions on what the board did. And I mean the board of citizens and myself that served on that committee.
Right, there was a committee formed of residents almost 2 years ago now.
It wasn't a rush process. We took our time. So I believe we got it pretty good for the upcoming years for the town.
And I'm hearing that little towns are starting to use these comprehensive plans more and more as different types of developments come into town, and there's a lot of questions, and you have to look to see if the town had thought of these things as part of their long-term vision.
Yeah, if you can recognize the need ahead of time, it just makes it go smoother.
Now, we've ever done this, Tommy, but I don't know if we've ever talked about you and your background. You're the supervisor now. You're entering your third year as supervisor. You were the highway superintendent for how long before that?
About 18 years, 18 and a half years, I believe.
Now, you had to get elected to that as well, so you got elected your first time. Who did you replace?
I replaced retiring George Mulford.
The reason I thought about this stuff, I bumped into his son today, David, of all people. As you know, some people might know, George used to have these figurines of Looney Tunes characters out in his yard.
Right by the pond.
Yeah, out by the pond across the road, and I stopped by to see what became of them, and David and I got to talking, and the great news is he's tapping maple trees. I had an idea before you and I spoke to Jay. My idea is that I should be the lone judge, the only judge of a maple syrup tasting contest, and that every maple syrup maker around here should give me a gallon of their product, and I can taste it and pick a winner. What do you think?
I think you'd have a sugar buzz, and you wouldn't know where you would be.
But anyway, did you used to tap maple trees back in the day?
Yes, we did. We did it for many years.
Now, who's we?
My grandfather, my dad, and my brother.
Now, where? So as you go to the Maple Crest Park, was that the property? You grew up across from the park, right?
The park was actually my grandfather's farm, and that was purchased from the Batavia Hill Watershed District for the flood control dam that helps protect the town of Wyndham from being flooded.
It sure does. It's done a great job over the years. So that was a farm. Now, what kind of farm? Like hay and cows or whatever?
Yeah, they had a small dairy farm, and they milked cows, and they took the milk down to the Wyndham Creamery.
So are you one of these guys that lives in the house he's grown up in?
No, I actually live in the house that my grandfather built when he sold the original farmhouse to my uncle. He built it in, like, 1964, and I bought it off the family in 1990.
That's pretty cool. So when you were young, did you ever think you would be either the highway super or the supervisor?
No idea.
It just kind of happened, huh?
It just happened.
But you really, it must be something for you now to put all this stuff together. You know, a little kid, literally, growing up in Wyndham, and now you're the guy who everybody comes to when they have a problem.
Yeah, but they also come to you in good things, too, as well. It's not just always when people have problems they speak to you.
Sure. All right. So anything other than the public hearing on tap for the town board meeting Thursday night?
The regular stuff that you do at a board meeting, pay bills, committee reports. We're getting geared up, like we said last time, for the stormwater on South Street. We're going to pay some bills on that because we're paying for materials stored. Just regular run-of-the-mill stuff. I gave an update last time. Looks like Mid-Hudson Cable is going to get the High Peak area of Wyndham with internet service, so that's another plus for the community.
When might that be?
They won't give me a date, like always.
Yeah.
It's there, so it's starting to work. So.
Very cool. Now, I haven't really covered a lot of it yet, but you've been very involved in a lot of resolutions being passed and conversations happening. Is there a new document that's being prepared regarding the Department of Environmental Protection and their land purchase program?
The town of Wyndham passed a resolution in opposition of the current practices on what New York City uses to purchase land within a watershed. They're large parcels and their SAP program.
Now, before we go further, what does SAP mean?
SAP is the area right close to the stream. where they can purchase, and they also have a right within that, if the municipality agrees to it, that they can buy within the hamlet district. And that was a point of contention from day one, that municipalities didn't want the government agencies buying up all developable land where the community would need to grow to sustain itself.
So the point is, I've seen that the Greene County Legislature has sort of tapped into this. They've passed a resolution of their own.
They've passed. Delaware County has passed. Sullivan County has passed. Schoharie County has passed. And Ulster County has passed. And I think we're at about 90% of all watershed communities have passed similar resolutions. And the Coalition of Watershed Towns as well has passed a resolution. So it's going to put the community at a good place at the table for negotiations this summer with a permit they need from the DEC and the Department of Health to continue to not filter water down in New York City.
Okay, so we don't have DEP with us, and I don't want to turn this into a debate over this, these land programs, but the point is you folks want a voice at the table because you are figuring, you know, there's not a lot of developable land left, and any land that DEP purchases becomes basically green space forever. You cannot develop it anymore.
Right, and the biggest problem is the SAP program. It becomes an easement for DEC. Once that easement is established, you can never put any other form of communication on it. And I mean communication, telephone,
oh, wow,
cable, internet service. You can't run underground, overground. For instance, right now there's a subdivision in the town of Windham that's on hold because that land is wants to be purchased for the SAP program. And the counties will need that land to put a detour in when they change that culvert out, which could happen a year from now or 10 years from now. But if they don't have the ability to put the traffic over there, it really bottlenecks that community because it's a dead-end road. So then you'd have to use phase construction, which would cost of do that culvert twice as much as traditionally just doing a small detour.
Now, it seems like these, you know, I mean, DEP is a major entity. It seems like they would have thought of these things. Like, they're not going to fight this kind of thing, are they? It's just common sense.
You're going to take common sense out of the equation.
Okay.
Is that polite enough?
Yes, sir. I mean, like I said, it's not a debate, and I don't want to. I'm sure DEP has their thoughts on the whole thing because they have a federal mandate they have to pay attention to. But in any event, it's a burning issue around here. It has been for many, many years. And it's not just Hatfield and McCoys arguing about nothing, is it? It's a very legitimate issue in the minds of many people around this area.
Well, in the resolution, it'll tell you that the available land in my neighbor, the town of Lexington, they got 3.2% of land within the whole town available for development for the rest of the life for Lexington.
Wow. Now, that's not all DEP. Some of that's DEC and other
right.
things.
Right. But what's left out in the market that people could purchase to put a single-family house in is 3.2% of the total acreage within the town of Lexington.
Okay, now this is called, it's the Catskill Watershed Corporation, West of the Hudson Watershed Developable Lands Analysis. So that's what you're speaking of?
Right.
And there's other towns mentioned, and so that'll be part of the bargaining, I assume, when you all sit down, hopefully. And that's the main thing, you want to be sitting at the table.
We need, as a community, to be sitting at the table to protect the future of our towns and our communities.
Very good. Now, this issue, I remember Pat Meehan, the late Pat Meehan, the former supervisor, he was very involved in this from the very beginning, so this was always very near and dear to him as well.
In the last couple months, I believe they know my name.
Yeah, I think they probably do, and there's some other folks around here who are starting to pick up steam on it, that's for sure. Okay, so that will be this summer, and we'll touch base on it again down the road to see what's happening, because as I mentioned, this is a passionate issue for a lot of folks in the area, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
Correct.
Okay, Mr. Hoyt, we will see you Thursday night, 6:45, for a public hearing, then routine business after that. So you're well-known in the area. You can put a good word in for me as far as this maple syrup contest, can't you?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, you know Danny and all those guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, usually the chamber has a little pancake with the seniors.
Right.
Down at Christmas,
right,
later on in the year. So maybe that's the spot of this year tasting contest.
No, I didn't say anything about sharing these gallons of syrup. I mean, I use this syrup on a regular basis.
I'm just saying, if you were going to taste it,
all right,
I think we need a central location to do this tasting.
That sounds like a good idea. Well, see, it's starting to pick up steam, Mr. Fink. Probably, you know, you and I could joke about Jay all day because he can't hear us right now, but we'll spare him. Got a lot of work to do. But, Mr. Fink, we will just say we are done here, and as always, we appreciate you and your airtime.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks, Tommy.
Yep, bye.
So that puts a lid on another Reporter's Notebook for this Wednesday afternoon. Mike Ryan joins us, of course, from the Wyndham Weekly. Our special guest today was Wyndham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt. Join us again next Wednesday when we'll flip through the pages of the Wyndham Weekly, part of the Greater Mountain Eagle, on newsstands this and every Friday, and see what's happening, the people, places, and things making news here on RIP 97.9's Reporter's Notebook.